Shmuel Beis Perek Vav Pasuk Ches. So in the previous psukim, we saw that Uzzah reached out a hand to the Aron HaBris and was immediately killed as if by a spear or a javelin by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He did not lose his Olam Haba, but he died for his transgression. Vayichar LeDavid. Now the word Vayichar is very interesting. The previous pasuk also said Vayichar Af Hashem. Vayichar, frequently Charon Af, is interpreted as anger. So who was David angry with? So the Malbim says, Havin David kilo his haro bechvod ha'aron kira'i. He wasn't careful enough with the covet of the Aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'charlo al atzmo. He was very angry at himself. So the Charon here is inner directed. That David is upset that this situation had been worked out in such a way because he had been less than careful. The Me'am Loes suggests Vayichar here, without the word af, doesn't mean anger as much as it means anguish. It means being pained and upset by what had taken place. So, Vayichar, he brings down from the Medrash the idea that his face became similar to that of a charora, like a burnt flatbread, literally like a burnt pita. Or a burnt lafa, probably, in the oven, that the complexion of his face changed and darkened. So it's not that he's angry, it's that his face took on a quality, as people often do when they're angry. And why? Alasher paratz Hashem peretz be'uza. Because Hashem had severed a breach. Ma paratzta olecha peretz, the peretz, the original ancestor of the royal family of David, of Shevet Yehuda's Malchus. Peretz means a breach or a shortcut. Peretz jumped ahead of his brother because his brother Zerach had let a hand come out of the womb and they had tied a ribbon on it to state who had come out first. But then Peretz jumped ahead, leaped ahead, made a breach, and went through. The word peretz comes up often with breaking through a fence. Lahavdil, in a manner of speaking, pritzus, the word that we use for immorality, comes from breaching the rules of modesty and proper behavior. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had severed a breach in Uzzah. Now this is not any kind of intimation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a breach and done something incorrect, chas v'shalom. It's not that David is criticizing God for his choice of punishment, but rather that it was a breach, a severing of Uzzah's life, which was cut off. His death was a breach for all of the rest of them. It was, you know, this sharp opening now. Vayikra Lamakomahu Peretz Uzzah Ad Hayom Hazeh. And so he named that spot where Uzzah's life was cut off Peretz Uzzah until this very day. The idea being that when one member of the group dies, everybody needs to be concerned about what the lesson is to be learned from that. So there is actually, the Me'am Loes brings down a bracha that is given to mourners that the one who closes up the breaches of Klal Yisrael should close up this breach and remove it from you, as a kind of reference to Nichum Avelim, to the Avel and the breach in their life that has been caused. So Peretz Uzzah was a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to repair the breach. The Mesudas Tzion says, Inyan Shever. The breakage. The breakage of the relationship, breakage of the life, breakage of the community. So David is very hurt, but he's also now very, very afraid. Tes vayira David es Hashem bayomahu. So David became very frightened of God on that day. Now, of course, David was always Yirei Hashem. But some of the Mefarshim suggest that perhaps it, on his level, he had fallen off a little bit because of all the success he had been having. Some say because of his anger, his charon that he felt, There, the Rambam actually says that ka'as has a quality of avodah zara to it. I was just having this conversation with somebody in shul the other night. It's fascinating that it comes up. Ka'as is avodah zara because avodah zara, serving a strange god, ka'as takes over your whole heart and your whole outlook on life to the point where there's no respect and no emunas Hashem at that moment because you're so enraged by it taking over. And so some say that that's what this is a reference to, that the fear of God had somehow been lessened in his anger, which, granted, was turned against himself, but nevertheless. But the Malbim says that David, Avad Tamid Me'ava Umisimcha, David always served HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love and simcha. He is, read Sefer Tehillim, read the things, the shiros that David wrote. His love of God was a very positive emotion when he expressed it. And always, Rachamim Tov, the Simcha, says the Malbim, but on this day, he's so afraid of the Onesh that fell on Uzzah, so he fell off that level of Ava a little bit to the level of Yira. And we know from various discussions in Chumash that you may have heard that Avas Hashem is the highest level of serving Hashem. Yiras Hashem is one small level down. And David is on this level at this moment. But also his trepidation, Vayomer, Eich Yovo Eli Aron Hashem. How can the Ark of God come to me? He became very, very worried that the Kedusha of the Aron was so great, says Mesudas David, that it would be impossible to handle it properly. And to bring it, as he's about to say in the next pasuk, to bring it to Yerushalayim is something that he may not be worthy of. They say that living in a house with the Sefer Torah is a little bit of a test because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a closer look at the inhabitants of the house to decide whether or not they are worthy of having a Davar HaKadosh in their midst. And so David is very, very afraid of transferring the Aron Bris Hashem into his possession. And he's also not a descendant of Aron HaKohen, so he's very aware of his own limitations. If you look at the Chashmonaim later, who tried to have both Kahuna and Malucha, that's never something that's a good thing among Klal Yisrael. So David is extremely worried, and so the Aron is about to make a detour.